Fullerton Investment Views Quarterly Report Q3 2025. Investing in a Realpolitik World. Executive Summary. A Realpolitik World with Goldilocks fundamentals makes active management critical. It's a disruptive re-globalization. The challenge for investors is to continue to dismiss phobias, rebuild risk appetite, and recognize that fundamentals are strong and improving across many countries, delivering a great global convergence. We have six investment themes, and winners are a common denominator. Because the core drivers of investment rewards have not changed: productivity, market power, and profits. Seeking exceptionalism is a global exercise as investment returns across Europe and Asia, often judged laggards, are much stronger, while returns are rising significantly for the US. For the next 12 months, Fullerton is bullish on global risk assets driven by Asia, i.e. China, Singapore, South Korea, Taiwan, and developed market, i.e. US, Germany, and Japan equities, with a positive outlook for fixed income returns. Section 1, Investment Environment and Risk Asset Outlook. Goldilocks fundamentals across a Realpolitik world makes active management critical. A disruptive re-globalization of trade and capital flows continues to unfold, and as a result, investing in this Realpolitik world makes active asset management more important than ever. As Fullerton anticipated, acute stagflation and recession fears have faded. Strong fundamentals have reasserted themselves, i.e., productivity, competitiveness, liquidity, and investment, and markets have moved to successfully scale a wall of worries. The challenge for investors is to continue to dismiss phobias, recognize that fundamentals are strong and improving across many countries, and rebuild confidence. Because the core drivers of investment rewards remain finding the most profitable companies, which tend to be very productive with tangible market power. Seeking exceptional companies at a fair price is a global exercise as equity returns across Europe and Asia, often judged laggards, are much stronger, while returns are rising significantly for the US. For the next 12 months, Fullerton is bullish on global risk assets driven by Asia and developed market, DM equities, with a positive outlook for fixed income returns. We believe DM equities can continue to benefit from robust earnings growth, with positive contributions from the US, Europe, and Japan. The US is sustaining one of the strongest productivity performances in the world, while its real unit production costs are falling, which has pushed corporate profits to record highs. Alpha is back for investors from USIT, and alpha remains robust across industrials, financials, and communications. Such resilient fundamentals, combined with easy liquidity conditions, may drive further re-rating of US equity returns. Consistent with sector winners being found across different countries, bullish returns across Europe are also being driven by industrials, financials, and utilities, all part of the positive sentiment on Germany's infrastructure stimulus and productivity rebuild. Japan's market can also remain a robust source of alpha for investors, as the corporate sector continues to build significant competitiveness. We first suggested in Q4 2024 that China's stimulus could unfold as the whatever-it-takes moment for investors because the supports are so large and they target key areas of deflation to help boost corporate profitability. With the passage of time, there may now be too much credibility at stake for policy failure to be acceptable. As a result, China's policymakers are further embracing anti-involution and gaining traction with the reform-driven fight against diminishing returns from investment and resources. Fullerton expects equity returns to remain strong across China, Taiwan, South Korea, and Singapore, as Asia benefits from China's stimulus spillovers, rising export prices and competitiveness, strong demand from DM, and increasing intra-Asia trade, especially for higher value-added goods and services. Our positive view for returns from global sovereign bonds continues to reflect the prospect that yields settle at levels generating favorable income streams. Returns from corporate credit can remain positive, as default rates should be contained with robust profitability and global growth around trend. Fullerton's investment environment indicator is in Goldilocks, which means strong returns can potentially be achieved. Global growth is around trend, and we believe it can sustain that, especially as liquidity is also robust. Inflation is likely to rise further this year as tariff impacts bite, but not to levels that become a significant nor sustained threat to markets. Global investor risk appetite can continue to improve, and there is significant upside potential ahead until it normalizes. Collectively, the economic environment signals solid earnings growth ahead, with some modest re-rating potential, which is bullish for equities, while fixed income investors should benefit from yield stability, giving better returns than the past. Global trade restrictions and tariffs are not expected to derail risk asset returns. Tariff negotiations and trade deals with the US have continued, and some countries have found scope to secure favorable outcomes. We maintain our view that global trade restrictions will not derail risk asset returns because of ongoing competitiveness gains, sustained demand for high-value added products, and expenditure switching. Global trade volume growth is strong, supported by the steady improvement in industrial production, and global trade shares are being defended. In fact, the global trade shares for the EU, China, and Asia have had a small bump up. Nevertheless, some investors continue to worry that lags will be long and significant stresses will eventually hit. In contrast, we believe producers and consumers remain forward-looking, are not naive, and are well advanced in adapting their behaviours to this re-globalisation of trade flows. The largest remaining free trade bloc in the world is Asia-centric and led by China. All of Asia will continue to deepen its economic linkages beyond the US, with supports from the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership. China has already cut its US trade dependence to extreme lows and has defended its global trade share at the same time. China is benefiting from its rising export prices, exchange rate competitiveness, and its significant global market share, especially across products like rail, maritime, new energy, IT, medical, and robotics. Section 2, equities. We have six investment themes relevant for a realpolitik world. Building from our six global investment themes at the start of the year, it is critical for investors to appreciate that finding alpha across a realpolitik world will not be solely about US exceptionalism. Firms rising to the top of their peer group will be driven by productivity-enhanced earnings, rising investment, and sustained demand. These creative leaders will be found across many different sectors and countries. That is why it is vital for investors to harmonize their top-down strategy with active management and stock selection. Across the thematic of artificial intelligence, AI, we have explained how investment opportunities may unfold directly from new technologies, as well as from spillover demand and innovation, across sectors like consumerism, industrialization, healthcare, i.e., our medtech innovation theme, and finance. AI technologies and metaverse demands are an evolving process, with different investment opportunities unfolding over the life cycle. Re-globalization 2.0, winner takes all, and policy shift winners are themes that are interrelated to some degree because shifts in supply chains and capital flows will be disruptive but will also create winners. As some hurdles to global trade become more significant than the past, countries are also deploying stimulus and reforms to different degrees and with varying objectives across productivity, onshoring, defence, resources, intellectual capital, and finance. For example, anti-involution in China reflects the fight from policymakers against overproduction and excessive capacity driving deflation and diminishing returns from resources. Germany is spending more to boost its infrastructure and productivity. Japan is considering tax cuts. And the US is trying to enhance its productivity further with tax relief for corporate spending on research and development, R&D. Against this backdrop of greater self-help, the most rewarding investment opportunities that unfold will likely be those driven by companies and sectors that are best able to remain productive and build market power with differentiated and higher value-added products and services. Lastly, one of our most established investment themes is consumer evolution, as it reflects Asia's shifting demographics and rising middle-class incomes. A key takeaway for investors is that markets with different levels of per capita income across aging versus younger demographics, with differing penetration of technologies, in particular across e-commerce platforms, can offer diversified and favorable alpha. Our bullish outlook for developed market, DM equity returns, reflects solid contributions from the US, Europe, and Japan. The trend of US exceptionalism can continue, but the US is not alone. Our bullish outlook for DM equities implies that US equities can end 2025 with at least a 10% gain. We believe that the US can sustain around 5% board, a nominal GDP growth, and consistent with that earnings performance can remain strong. US earnings growth expectations for the 12 months ahead are back to leading DM, and we believe there can be further upside toward double-digit growth. Strong performance can be driven by solid revenues from consumerism, while robust productivity growth keeps unit labor costs very low. Employment growth and high levels of US household financial wealth can continue to drive spending, while corporate investment is likely to become more positive and further boost rewards from technology and innovation. Simultaneously, record high economy-wide profit, strong money growth, and easy liquidity conditions may drive some further modest re-rating of US equities. For the US, alpha from the IT sector is back and remains robust across sectors we like, i.e., industrials, financials, and communications, 62% of the market. Elements of US fiscal stimulus that can be positive for US equities. President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill, 4th of July 2025, makes the 2017 tax cuts permanent, has more spending on border security and the military, cancels some green energy incentives, cuts and tightens eligibility for social support programs. The initiative that may prove the most positive for sustaining strong US corporate profitability and potentially supporting the share market are the new tax breaks, enhanced deductions, especially those allowing firms to fully expense investment equipment and R&D. This can encourage more firms to invest in productivity-enhancing technology, which can boost earnings performance over time without reducing current cash flow. Europe's returns remain the highest across DM, with Europe's MSCI-based returns running at 25% year-to-date for almost 3 months now. There may not be significant additional upside still to come. Investors will be quite happy to lock in gains as Europe benefits from export demand across Asia and the US, especially for higher value added goods and services. EMU real GDP growth is strong, 2.3% PA in Q1 25, driven by industrial production and sustained consumption growth. This is reflected in the key sources of alpha for investors across industrials, financials, and utilities, which is almost half the market and all part of the positive sentiment surrounding Germany's infrastructure stimulus and productivity rebuild. What also appears to have contributed to the significant re-rating of equity returns across Europe, given that earnings growth is still very weak, is that monetary conditions are very supportive. We expect positive contributions to DM equity returns to continue from Japan. Equity returns from Japan continue to perform well because of robust productivity performance, that is second only to the US, and significant competitiveness supporting earnings, which is much more important than GDP performance. Key sources of alpha for investors remain financials, communications, industrials, utilities, and real estate. Strong competitiveness continues to unfold as Japan gets further traction on its disinflation process, led by weaker producer price inflation, and as nominal wage fears proved overblown. What may become an additional tailwind for equity returns going forward is that Japan's interest rates may not have strong pressures to rise a lot further. Japan's CPI inflation could be back around the Bank of Japan's 2% PA target by early 2026, without significant stress and perhaps surprisingly faster than the US. Given the latest political shifts, policymakers do have the fiscal headroom if they wish to consider stimulus. However, such support is not required yet, as Japan's growth in Q1 2025 was robust, 5.1% year-on-year nominal, 1.7% PA real, driven by consumption and investment, which has surprised the consensus on the upside. We have a bullish outlook for Asia ex-Japan equities, where most markets can make significant contributions. Asia, ex-Japan, returns are tracking in the neighbourhood of 20% year-to-date, and the region should continue to benefit from global demand, higher export prices, and rising competitiveness. Equity returns from MSCI China continue to lead, tracking above 20% year-to-date, and China A equities are rebuilding. Importantly, alpha from China's equity market is broad and being driven by IT, communications, financials, healthcare, materials, five sectors across more than half of the market. What is also proving very positive for the profitability of China's exporting companies is that in 2025, they are defending global market share and gaining market share in Europe and in Asia, selling at higher export prices than last year, and have deflation in their local production costs, i.e., producer prices are falling. Not surprisingly, China now has the highest degree of export competitiveness in the world, as its real inflation-adjusted exchange rate is very low. We are bullish on Singapore equities and excited about the EQDP. Fullerton has a bullish outlook for Singapore equities, as we believe that Singapore's macro performance can trigger sustainably stronger earnings performance than investors appreciate. I.e., the wide gap of GDP growth over EPS growth may not be sustained. The STI equity market is already pricing in a significant re-rating as it adjusts to this potentially higher profitability paradigm. Singapore's earnings growth should continue to improve because of very low cost pressures, reflecting productivity gains and low inflation, and with higher revenues over time as Singapore benefits from the global demand industrial boom for high-value added outputs, especially capital goods, where alpha is surging from these sectors already. Fullerton is honoured to have been selected as one of the fund managers to support the MAS's Equity Market Development Programme, EQDP, that over time should further boost sentiment, liquidity, and capital inflows across Singapore's equity market. Returns from Taiwan have rebounded strongly since the April low, and even as its earnings growth expectations continue to slow back to more sustainable rates, performance should remain supported by global IT demand and capital goods. South Korea's equities have surged from the poor performance last year, as its corporates benefit from the same positive re-rating drivers across Asia, i.e., competitiveness gains and rising external demand. In sum, as we have emphasized for a while, this is a global Goldilocks environment where many key markets are doing well, delivering a great global convergence. Section 3, fixed income. Across the key fixed income risk assets that investors typically hold, returns so far in 2025 have been high single digits, led by Asia, local currency corporate credit, followed by Asia, USD credits, and investment grade, IG, and then US Treasuries. Singapore's fixed income returns have been especially strong, benefiting from plentiful liquidity and capital inflows that have bid up returns and have also driven Singapore's equity returns higher. Sustainably higher yields can remain very positive for investors. Our core investment theme remains the Great Reset, where this real politic world results in the discount factor for all risk asset returns, the bond yield, repricing higher toward levels not seen since before the GFC in 2008-2009. Such yields are higher than many investors are accustomed to, but they can be rewarding and may be a fairer reflection of the risks associated with leverage and geopolitical uncertainties. With China's significant monetary and fiscal stimulus unfolding, it may have established a defendable floor for its 10-year yield, but any increases in yield over time may be gradual, as policymakers do not want any headwinds for credit demand as they seek to boost consumption and investment. It also remains very important for China's policymakers to balance any degree of currency weakness that they may want, especially if there is further downside to come for the US dollar. We remain positive on global sovereign bonds and IG corporate credit. Our positive view for returns from global sovereign bonds reflects current trends continuing, along with the likelihood that yields settle at levels generating a favourable income stream, as well as offering some protection if equities fall sharply. The risk of the latter may remain the most conditional on avoiding adverse geopolitical events, but what is encouraging is that investors seem to be becoming better at navigating such shocks. The weaker US dollar can also be supportive for investors in local currency fixed income. In 2025, US liquidity has been the highest across developed markets, and this excess supply of dollars has depreciated its value. A weak US dollar can allow global central banks, especially across Asia, where inflation is low, to run easier policy than otherwise, and to offset any excessive local currency appreciation forces, which can reduce interest rates vis-a-vis increased bond prices and boost growth. We maintain our positive outlook for corporate credit across Asia, as default rates can remain modest, with global growth holding around trend, coupled with robust profitability and liquidity. US inflation is likely to rise further this year as tariff impacts bite, but not to levels that become a sustained threat to markets. The US maintains one of the strongest productivity performances in the world, while its real unit production costs are falling, which gives significant cushion against any renewed inflation pressures. We expect that tariff impacts will boost US inflation, but not to highs that would significantly stress markets or the Fed, which has maintained its view that rate cuts can gradually unfold over time, even though US inflation may not be back at target until early 2027. In line with the Fed's outlook, forward-looking market-based inflation expectations suggest US inflation could jump to at least 3% PA before falling back. What is most encouraging is that US households that were extremely fearful that inflation was surging are now correcting their outlook down. The US fiscal stimulus may not stress bond markets too much. While President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill, before 4th of July 2025, is a significant net stimulus, the US fiscal deficit can still fall over time if improved corporate profitability increases fiscal revenue sufficiently. This prospect may be one reason why the US Treasury risk premium is holding below 1% points, as global investors appreciate that increasing government debt is not a problem for the US alone. Rising government debt is a global trend, and yields are already significantly higher than the past for many DM countries without proving too stressful for economic activity. Alternative risk assets continue to gain acceptance, which can be positive for diversification and liquidity. Favorable developments across cryptocurrencies can also be positive for investors across all asset classes because of liquidity spillovers. For example, more crypto transactions and positive sentiment are already contributing to US liquidity growth, which has been among the strongest across DM since Q4 2024. Hong Kong has passed its Stablecoins Ordinance Bill, May, which creates a robust regulation, disclosure, and licensing regime for stablecoin issuers. Singapore shifted almost 2 years earlier, with the MAS's regulatory framework for stablecoins adopted in AUG 2023. In the US, there is now the Genius Act, July, that sets consumer protections for stablecoins. Beyond all these developments, another exciting shift for investors and asset managers is that President Trump is considering an executive order that would open up the US retirement asset management market via 401k investors to alternative investments including crypto. The US forward market still believes the Fed is behind the curve. In contrast to the Fed's outlook, the US forward market expects that the US policy rate will almost be back at the Fed's assumed long-term 3% rate by Q4 2026. That supports the notion that if US growth unfolds as weak as the Fed expects, sub 2% PA for the next three consecutive years, then the Fed should cut its policy rate much faster. Critics of the Fed's policy have argued that the Fed's rate cuts, the last being 50 basis points in September, 25 basis points in November, and in December 2024, are now lagging too much given the Fed's outlook for inflation and growth. On the other hand, supporters of the Fed argue that US government policy actions, especially the tariffs, have created too much uncertainty, and therefore the Fed should remain on hold because inflation could shock significantly. If the Fed sticks to its June macro outlook, then it is likely to cut by 25 BPS in September and again in December, because this FOMC has shown a strong preference to only adjust rates when it is also presenting its updated quarterly forecasts. The latest US forward market pricing agrees with a 3.9% Fed funds rate by end 2025. The weak US dollar may stabilize. Since the US dollar DXY index reached its peak late last year, US liquidity has been the highest across developed markets, and this excess supply of dollars has seen the value of the greenback slide. So-called de-dollarization forces may continue where foreign investors diversify further away from US risk assets, independently of how the US dollar may unfold. Pressure for additional US dollar depreciation may fade, as significant downside risk is already priced in via investor positioning, and the US dollar is now close to its inflation-adjusted fair value. Furthermore, global fund manager surveys signal that investors are still significantly underweight US equities, so when capital flows back, the US dollar can be bid higher. Lastly, since 2022, as the US became the third largest oil exporter in the world, behind Saudi Arabia and Russia, this structural change in currency dynamics may imply that the US dollar cannot depreciate too far below oil prices. Disclaimer, no offer or invitation is considered to be made if such offer is not authorized or permitted. This is not the basis for any contract to deal in any security or instrument, or for Fullerton Fund Management Company Limited, UEN 2003-12672W, Fullerton, or its affiliates to enter into or arrange any type of transaction. Any investments made are not obligations of, deposits in, or guaranteed by Fullerton. The information contained herein has been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but has not been independently verified, although Fullerton Fund Management Company Limited, UEN 2003-12672W, Fullerton, believes it to be fair and not misleading. Such information is solely indicative and may be subject to modification from time to time. The contents herein may be amended without notice. Fullerton, its affiliates, and their directors and employees do not accept any liability from the use of this publication. neither MSCI nor any other party involved in or related to compiling, computing, or creating the MSCI data makes any express or implied warranties or representations with respect to such data, or the results to be obtained by the use thereof, and all such parties hereby expressly disclaim all warranties of originality, accuracy, completeness, merchantability, or fitness for a particular purpose with respect to any of such data, without limiting any of the foregoing. In no event shall MSCI, any of its affiliates, or any third party involved in or related to compiling, computing, or creating the data have any liability for any direct, indirect, special, punitive, consequential, or any other damages, including lost profits, even if notified of the possibility of such damages. No further distribution or dissemination of the MSCI data is permitted without MSCI's express written consent.